Ding dong!
Go now, you fucking bitches. Go! Get him on a fucking table and dance for Andy now, you fucker.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
Hello and welcome to Opinionated, the podcast for opinionated people by opinionated people. As always, I am Amy Williamson and I am joined with...
Stephen Trajanovsky, that is me.
And
hi.
Hi, no one cares about you, Stephen, we're moving on. We have a very special guest star who I actually thought was a man for about, I would say, a good 3 months, Bougie Barry.
Hi. Yes, I can confirm I'm actually a female.
Do you know what? I thought you were a woman, a man, because because your name is Bougie Barry.
Yes.
And I saw Barry, and then it wasn't until I saw you, I was like, oh, wait, it's a woman.
Well, I'll tell you really brief story how I came across that. So I'm very bougie. Mm-hmm. Love fashion, love my designer shit, you know. But I'm actually quite a bogan inside, very down to earth. So once I had to come up with an eBay name that no one would be able to identify who I am, and I went with Bougie Barry, and then it stuck.
Why did you have to be so anonymous on eBay?
I'm a skeptic. I'm a 95-year-old. I'm a dinosaur, 95-year-old and 26-year-old body. Everyone's coming for me. Mark Zuckerberg, Donald Trump, everyone, the Russians.
So are you like my neighbour who refuses to buy? So every time we go football with her, she's been a member of Collingwood for like 40-something years.
Mm.
She will line up at a Ticketmaster because she doesn't trust the internet.
Look, if I'm being honest with you, I do prefer a physical brick and mortar outlet. But if the option is not there, then I guess... I have to go with the websites. But honestly, no, I really do prefer brick and mortar. It took me years to get onto e-commerce. I hate online banking. I'll give you cash.
You're that old lady who like hides all her cash under her mattress.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your superannuation is in a cushion somewhere.
Definitely. Like, I think it's partly the geriatric in me, but also like, I mean, pardon, I hope I don't offend anyone. I'll use the word wog. I'm full Italian. So I think it's also a wog in me, you know? Yeah, so.
Bougie Barry.
That's a story.
You've been a fan of the pod since the very beginning.
You know what?
I have
listened to many podcasts, but there's just an ease about opinionated.
Is there?
Yeah, there's an ease about it.
It's a lack of organization, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
I try to be organized and you shut it down.
I shut you down because when you're organized, it makes me look worse.
Okay.
Look, I can confirm.
This is a ship that I want it to sink with us both on. I'm not going down by myself. No. You're coming
down
with
me. I did witness this pre-pod, the whole Stephen trying to be organized, Amy not having a bar of it.
Having a wine.
Yeah.
Bitching about football clubs, which we will get to.
Uh-huh.
I have news. So I got a new job.
Ooh.
Tell me everything.
Yep, I finally can confirm I'm out of retail.
Tell me more. Tell
congratulations.
Me more.
Thank you.
Oh,
my God.
I was mentally being affected being in retail and I just couldn't do it anymore. And I'm someone who's like really happy and stable, mm-hmm. but I would just kept feeling the need to burst into tears.
Yeah, that retail will do that to you.
And every time I was in work, I didn't want to be there and it was sad because I loved the company that I worked for and a lot of the people, but I was like, I need to get out of here. So I've got a new job. I am working at a gym. So
that's so exciting.
I've gone from retail to health and fitness.
Yeah.
Very good.
I had to go in today and like sign paperwork and I've got to do like first aid and lifeguard training and all that sort of shit. And I heard two people and they were having a discussion and they were talking about Nathan Buckley and Tanya Buckley.
Oh.
And
icons.
One of them was like, oh, did you hear Iconic. That Tanya Buckley found Nathan Buckley in the shower in the morning? And then they were like, I can't believe they're still together. And I'm sitting inside of my papers and I was like, this isn't a conversation I'm involved in. I was like, it was like a tick. I want to turn around and say, well, actually, for your information, they're not broken up and they were never sleeping with other people. So that whole story is fake and he didn't go out and get wasted because they're not together. And it was like this like explosion that wanted to come out. I was like, sign the fucking papers and get out, sign the papers and get out. And then 6 months down the track, you can hold on to this and then let it explode. But yeah, no, I'm wrapped.
You told me that you had gotten this job at the gym the day after I joined a new gym.
I know, right?
I'm pissed.
Yeah, because
I can't cancel.
There's some decent perks.
This gym is like super bougie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about bougie.
I was already a member of this gym, so I get to now get like free membership. That's but if great. I'm there for like a year, I think I get to get a free membership for somebody else.
That's great. Oh my great. Gosh.
And it's like being an air hostess. You get like half price for family and friends or family, and then you get some benefits in the longer you're there.
We just need somebody. Oh, if I can take care of the gym, we just need somebody who needs. Why don't you go be an air hostess?
Oh, look, I just. I don't think I have it in me after nearly 12 years in retail studies have shown people who are in retail for extended periods of time can develop psychopathic tendencies, and I'm going to tell you right now, yes, well, I can confirm.
I just couldn't be at ASS because you've just got to be so neat all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Bougie. And I'm not into makeup, as you know.
I mean, you've also come here at a Western Bulldogs cat.
Exactly. So. I just don't know. That's right. You know what? And if I can't be my true self.
If you can't wear your Bulldogs cap.
Exactly. If I can't wear my Bulldogs cap. And if I can't just be bougie, I need to be able to be bougie Barry. And
yep.
I just don't think an air hostess role would really be. I think it would just be suppressing the Barry part of me.
Yeah. So Stephen, what about you?
See, I'm just going to go back to air hostesses for a second. I feel like when you're growing up, air hostesses seem like the most glamorous person in the world.
Oh, for sure,
especially
yeah.
Especially the ones.
We're
not on
thinking
top.
Of various veins and all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But you... Well, retail will do that to you, though.
They do. It does.
Retail will give you the varicose veins. Yes. But I always sort of thought that they were so glad, especially the ones from Emirates, because they've got the hat and like the swag that goes around their head.
Full millinery, yep.
But it's not until I think that you're older and you actually see what they do, or you have friends who are what are they? Flight attendants?
Flight attendants.
It's a shocking job. I would not do that. Absolutely not.
Can you imagine the people you put up with?
Yeah, like deal with the bloody Veronicas.
The hours, though. That's the thing. Like, the hours. It's not like retail when you're, like, in and out. It's kind of done. An hour, 2 hours, they break your balls, whatever. Like, this is people, like, people farting and, you know, human, like, excrement. Like, it's not bougie.
You just think of, like, the life of being an air hostess, I just go back to a few episodes ago when Stephen shared a story of when he was put in economy class with Paul and
that person vomited in the aisle. I can't.
All I think about is those air hostesses.
That's what you have to deal with.
Vomit makes me vomit. When other people vomit in front of me, I vomit.
Yeah,
I just can't. Yeah. I can't deal.
Yeah. But retail for me, look, I've been in retail for a long time and I'm still doing it and I don't mind it.
I find you've got a really positive outlook on it. It's good. Yeah. I feel like it suits you. You're good at... Like, not schmoozing, but like, you know, you're a people person. You've got that charisma, that personality.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I've got that charisma, uniqueness, nerve and talent, I think.
Definitely. Yes. I think so.
How was my week, you ask?
I did ask that, but then you got carried away and you kept going back to air hostesses.
I went to the Melbourne show.
How was it?
Really, really fun, but I forgot how expensive it was.
That's what I was going to be, ticket prices, except...
The last time we went was you and I and friend of the pod, Kate. Who's not a friend of the pod, but we discuss her so often. But we...
Now I've got to bleep that out because no one knows her name.
Oh, whatever. It was $47 to get in.
Oh, my God.
I just think surely that's gone up since the last time we went. And even to go on a ride was a minimum like $10 to $15.
It's definitely being run by the mafia.
Yeah. The mafia.
Definitely with those prices.
One of the rides I went on was $20 a ticket.
I mean, how is it?
Did you go on the ride?
Yeah. I felt so sick afterwards. I can't do that anymore.
Well, see, I really want to go.
Young family.
I want to go to like Luna Park because I love rides.
Yeah.
But Luna Park is just $50. It's free to get in, but it's $50 for an unlimited ride pass.
See, that's not bad. I would have done that. I would have done that if they did the show. But they did not, and I had to pay an exorbitant amount of money. And funnily enough, the show bags were the cheapest part about it.
Yeah, sure. Do you know what? Me and my friend, Fred of the Pod, Lee, we went to the local fair a few weeks ago.
I was actually really jealous about that because I really wanted to come.
I wish I'd known because she didn't want to go on any rides with me. So I was like, well, no, anyways. We went and we looked at the... We went and looked at like the show bags and we were like, wasn't it funny when you were kids, you used to look at the big ones and be like, oh, I wish I was rich to get them.
Oh my God. I said that to you yesterday.
And we look at them now. We're like, they're $20. Why was my mum so fucking stingy?
And they're full of shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of them had like toy guns in them. Oh. And I thought, that's a bit unusual.
I remember when like you used to buy a Fox FM bag and you get like a puffer, like blow up. Like backpack and shit, like some really good shit in there. And it was, again, like you said, Amy, like you'd be like, oh my God, $20, like, whoa. But the stuff in there, it felt like You just felt bougie.
Now. You like, did. Oh yeah. My God. And everything, every show bag included slime, mm-hmm. Especially the JoJo Siwa one, who is on another level. I feel not like someone actually there. Asked me today, what do you think is going to happen when JoJo turns 18? And I said the same thing that happened to Amanda Bynes.
Lindsay Lohan.
It's not going to be good.
We bring you all that's trending in lifestyle, arts, entertainment, and technology.
The library is open.
I don't read people.
Of course you don't, Tara, because you're Christian.
How do you know what's good for me? That's my opinion!
Now, this really snuck up on us, because I did not expect it. I didn't even know it was Emmy season, but the Emmys were last night. No, did anyone watch?
I didn't know until you told me.
I had no idea. It just sort of shot up all of a sudden, and I saw people starting to arrive.
Yes. No, I didn't watch, but I always do try and look at the red carpet.
Uh-huh. We all know I'm not the fashion person in this podcast. I can tell you what's happening in cricket, but don't ask me who a designer is. Although I did see one, I saw a couple that I did like, but then I saw the only thing I remember is Zendaya, and she looks like she needs to eat a sandwich.
She was my best.
She looked incredible.
Loved her dress.
I want her to be the next Poison Ivy. That hair colour.
Has she not just lost a stupid amount of weight?
Yeah, incredible.
She looked so skinny, and that was the one thing I took out from it.
She did. She always has been quite skeletal, but I think it might be for her Euphoria role because she plays, spoiler alert everyone, a drug addict if you haven't watched it.
Oh, wow.
Probably why.
She looked extra thin.
Yeah.
She didn't fill out the Vera Wang as much as one should have, but elegant as always.
Alyssa, do you have any notes on your best dressed or worst dressed? Who do you have in mind?
I do. So my best dressed was actually Gwyneth Paltrow in vintage Valentino haute couture.
I love it. She looked stunning.
Looked like an amazing bird.
One of my favorite moments of the Emmys was watching her walk on stage. Did you see
this? Oh, no, I didn't. No, I only saw the still photo. That's tough. But I think if you're going to do it, you've got to commit fully and make sure that you can
actually.
Is this
your best dress?
Yeah, she's my best dress.
She looks beautiful. Part of me almost thought, I'm going to post a video onto the pod Instagram of her walking because in my opinion, that was
one of the
best
moments. Even seen it myself.
I love that you guys are taking breaks because as you're doing this, I'm Googling.
She looked beautiful. I almost think that the way that she was walking, she was almost scared because the dress was so valuable.
Yeah. That's the thing. When you're wearing an archival piece of Valentino, it's pretty But look, for me, it was just, you know, like I am a big believer in it's not what you wear, but it's how, not what you say, how you say it. Uh-huh. And I just think like, you know, like you can wear the most simple, done 100-time dress, but it's how you pull it off. And Gwyneth tends to do that. Not that this dress was very simple, but anyone else sort of looked like, you know, a pelican that had been, I don't know, like skinned alive.
A tube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, on a hamster. But she just made it work. She's got the height, the grace, and I'm not even her biggest fan. So for me, she was best dressed.
Yeah.
Zendaya second. Oh, didn't love the dress. A bit basic, but
again, I think it's how you wear it.
And I think her makeup, her hair, perfection. Mm. She rocked the hair color. She had an elegance. She was like Jessica Rabbit and Poison Ivy all in one, and she was just perfect to me.
Yeah.
And then truthfully, no one else, because no one else really, no one else did anything enough for me to even give them any kind of points and kudos. So
fair enough.
That's all I really liked.
All right. I've got two who are my favorites. Yeah. My number one favorite was Mandy Moore, who is a blast from the past.
Yes.
And I'm missing her like candy. I'm missing her like candy.
She's in,
she looked incredible. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. It was so age appropriate.
Yeah.
She had it was a bit more casual for her, I think as well. And I think she just looked beautiful. It was the pink and red.
Yes. Yeah. The Brandon Maxwell.
Correct. Maxwell did the iconic Gaga for the Met Gala, all those costume changes, which was incredible.
He's really blown up really quickly.
He's got an investor. Someone's given him a shit ton of money, and now he's able to do this shit. He's been around for a long time.
Now
he's one of the judges on Project Runway.
Yeah.
He replaced Michael Kors.
You can always tell when, look, I did like Mandy Moore's. I didn't like her hair and makeup. I felt like it was quite aging.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, you know, like Taraji P. Henson, the pink and the red, it's being done a lot. Yeah. My only issue is once Witchery get on board with a colour palette, kind of done for me, and I don't want to see it on an Emmy's red carpet.
And my second favourite.
It's not Dottie or Witchery, don't talk to me.
That's right, Kim.
That's right. My second favourite was Kendall Jenner.
Oh! Okay, Kendall Jenner's dress, I don't remember anything. I loathed it.
Mm.
Absolutely loathed it.
I think it was I want to say Vivian Westwood, but no, I could be wrong.
Richard Quinn.
Richard Doll? Quinn.
One of Kim my was in favorite. Westwood. She was Vivian Westwood. She slaughtered Vivian Westwood. Correct.
Kim also. I liked Kim's, but I think it was just so.
She just looks bluff. Yeah, someone who has access.
And it's when
if you're like, you see what she looks like usually, and now that she's dating Kanye West, she suddenly just became so much better.
She can wear anything she wants, and she chose that.
And this is my issue. That was a point I was going to raise. It really annoys me. They've all got access to the best stylist, anything money can buy, and essentially half of them rock up. You know, looking like they're going to the E9 formal in the countryside. Yeah, it wasn't very flattering. No.
But no, Kendall Jenner was a riot for me. Yeah. I thought she looked incredible. Ooh. It was just something that was out of the box. She knew that she wasn't a movie star. She's not a TV star. She's a reality star. She's a model.
Yeah.
And she thought, you know what? I'm going to rock up. It was a shame for Kim having to stand next to her, though.
But I mean, it always is.
Yeah.
You know, she always ends up, yeah.
I wouldn't want to stand next to her.
Can I just say quickly something on Kendall Jenner? That Richard Quinn look was one of my favorites from his recent Ready to Wear collection. And I love the outfit, but I don't think she did it justice.
On the runway, was it with the latex bodysuit as well?
Yeah,
or was it just the
and
gown?
It was gloves. And I feel like she should have committed fully, kept the blonde hair, done something more with her hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. Like that for me, I just feel like, if, you know, you're going to wear that, make sure you're wearing it, not it wearing you.
Yeah.
So she was actually on my worst dress list just for that reason.
Amy? Yeah.
Can we stop talking about designers?
What's your opinion on Emmys? Anything to add?
No.
Wishes it didn't exist, no.
Don't care about who people are wearing. I just look at them, and if I like it, I like it.
Okay. Well,
that's a good way to be.
Oh, but my issue was, it wasn't with who anyone wears, because who gives a shit about that? It was people laughing at the Kardashians on stage.
That was my favourite moment.
Okay, you guys have just gambled on about designers for 15 minutes. So I can let me open this one up.
Yeah, please, because I don't actually know anything about
so
what
So they were
happened.
Telling, they were presenting the award for Best Reality TV Show. And when they said, Steve, do you know what lines they actually did say?
I do. I can read them out to you if you like.
He loves facts.
All right. So.
He does.
Where are we? Okay, so basically, so they started the introduction in telling a story. And they said, our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
And then the crowd laughed.
And then they just sort of looked at each other and said, oh, fuck, I've lost my notes now. I don't know what they said.
They just kept going on. They were very professional in the sense that they just did. They didn't react. They kept going.
Mm-hmm. You could tell that they were reading from the teleprompter.
They're used to things being scripted.
I'm against you on that. I'm very pro Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have you ever seen them try to act? Have you? It's a fucking train wreck.
True.
Have you ever seen Kim Kardashian try to do a commercial for anything?
She's very awkward.
So awkward, right?
Yeah, she is.
But when you watch the show, don't get me wrong, I think producers might go, let's do this. But I think the drama behind it, I think they're not that good at actors to make it look that believable.
I think you make a valid point.
Yeah.
I think things are scripted in the show.
But I think the producers
them,
do it without telling them.
Yeah, without them being given a script. Chris Jenner.
I love her.
I
think the scripting would be like, okay, we're going to go ice skating, so we're going to have Kendall and Courtney ice skating.
Yeah.
But what they say and what happens, I don't think that's scripted.
True.
But I think it'd be like that sort of, they set up the scene because, I mean, no one's going to call your sister on a Tuesday and go, hey, let's go horseback riding in the mountains, just us two.
Yeah, you're right. They would have said, all right, you guys go ice skating, and while you're ice skating, we're going to get this person to call you, and you're going to answer the phone while we're filming.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think for people, it's just kind of like, look, you know, you've made so much money off of us, you know, so stop for it. Like, the jig is up. You know what I mean? Like, we know to a certain extent you only give us how much you want. So I think that's why people had a good laugh, because they think they're still fooling everyone. And
you achieved the impossible. Just camel toe in big shorts. She looks like a transvestite flamenco dancer at a funeral. I mean, she just does.
It's like a metallic hefty bag just cinched. She looks like a disco soccer ball.
Okay, so I'm going on to a topic that I now can have some say in.
Yeah, we tortured you with that.
I don't even
need
notes for this. football. As most of you know, I'm not going to go on it better much because I spent most of my Saturday and Sunday hysterically crying. Collingwood.
Condolences.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, darling.
Collingwood was knocked out of the prelim final, which means we're now not in a grand final.
But what a game.
Okay, it's not.
yes, Stephen, sorry.
It's not a game.
Did you watch the game?
Well, no, to be fair, it was a good game in the last four. But as I've been saying to people, it almost made it harder that it became a good game.
This is what I said. It would have been better to lose by 20.
We just lost by 20.
Exactly.
Because I'd accepted it. And then when we came back, we're in here.
Those three behinds, you needed one to be a goal and it was your game.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame the umpiring, but it was some of the shittest umpiring I've ever seen. Uh-huh. Not saying that's why we lost it. We were going to lose it regardless.
You messaged me halfway on halftime and said, Stephen, what are you doing for grand final day? Because I'm not going anymore.
I love it.
When the game started again, I was watching on the TV. You pocket dialed me. You bum dialed me. And all I could hear,
No, I didn't bum dial you. I bum dialed our group. You were just the only person who answered it.
I was the only one who's available. Maybe because the other ones, the other people, one's in London and one's in Israel.
Yeah.
But
and Lindsay's in bed by like 7 p.m.
Oh, so relatable.
I picked up and all I could hear was someone shouting, and then I just heard Amy go, Collingwood.
Yep. Oh my God.
Collingwood.
The army was speaking, obviously. we were trying to rev up the boys.
That's right.
But no, we lost. Part of me also, like, as bad as it sounds, I think it's easier that we did lose because the thought of going in to a grand final and losing it to Richmond makes me want to give myself a female circumcision.
Yeah. I honestly thought it would have been a Collingwood Richmond final again.
Yeah. I love when it's like, I'm all for it being two Victorian teams. I think it's kind of more exciting.
Yeah, it is.
For me, it's a Victorian game and there's just a spirit about it, you know, behind the Victorian teams. But yeah.
Anyways, so I am heavily, as you can see with my scarf around me, I am well and truly a giant as of this weekend.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I walked in and saw that.
Of course not. I've got a giant scarf on. I am, last week I was telling you how much I hate Toby Green. This week, love you, Toby. You gouge out some eyes, dub.
I don't love you, Toby. I'm a one-eyed bulldog supporter.
Anyways, I don't care if I don't care what he does. He can do it to them all because they're all a bunch of bloody flogs. So I have some really good Richmond friends out there who do listen to the pod. So friends of the pod, Vanessa, Courtney, Dylan, Lee, just do me a favor, probably skip forward now. The reason I'm asking everyone to become a giant this weekend instead of being a Richmond supporter is I want to bring you back to what happened in 2017 when those flogs won a grand final. Now, Richmond are notoriously foul. Their supporters are foul. Did anyone watch the game on Friday?
Yes, I did.
Did you notice one pattern whenever they showed the crowd? They're always like adults. Every one of them's in a costume.
Do they purposely not show anyone attractive?
Thank you.
Do they do that on purpose?
I mean, don't get me wrong. We've got that.
Very valid.
Although, who's that player? He's covered in tats. I think
Dustin Martin. I'm just not here for it. I just can't. I think it's like it's just because of who he is. If he wasn't this like icon legend guy, you wouldn't even look at him twice.
Thank you.
Like Kourtney Kardashian. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
You're the least interesting one to look at.
Yes. You are a guest in this house.
You can talk about Courtney. Just don't you dare talk about Chloe. You can get it out.
Oh, she's great.
Anyways, so the reason that I kind of don't want Richmond to win is A, I think they're putrid. B, Richmond fans are genuine assholes to Collingwood. When we lost the grand final, they decided they would have a say about it. They're just ungraceful winners.
I had to move Are You Okay Day last time when you lost the grand final because I was concerned for you.
Yep.
I've never seen you like that before.
I don't think I've ever been that devastated. And they were like, feels like we went back to back after all. Anyways,
that's disgusting. I would hate him too, honestly.
Thank you.
There's nothing worse. Like, you know.
And the only reason if they do win, I won't be that upset is because of those people I mentioned before that are big Richmond supporters. And I do want to win for them.
Yeah.
Because I want them to experience that. I got it in 2010. You obviously have had it.
Oh, it's a beautiful feeling. It's surreal.
But here, I'm going to go back and I'm going to give some facts of what happened last time Richmond won a grand final.
Hang on, I go for Melbourne. I've never had that feeling.
Okay, Stephen, your family goes for Bombers. You've just decided you want to go for Melbourne because you heard that.
I mean, I would change my team too, honestly. But yeah, my family went for Essendon.
I'm going to die by the black and white. anyways, by the way, guys.
She says that with, what team is that again?
Oh, no, this is Giants. Oh, no, straight after the week.
I can't believe, like, they knocked your team out and you're going for them because you hate Richmond. I get it. It makes sense. Fair enough. Fair enough. You must really hate them.
I don't own anything orange. I'll get bashed. Yeah, I was going to say, because I live one suburb away from Richmond.
Well, have we seen how many times Richmond fans get violent and bash people in the street? Anyways, back to what I was saying.
Sorry.
The reason that I'm going to discuss is because we're going to talk about what happened last time that Richmond won a grand final. So basically, the city of Richmond turned to shit.
Oh.
Thousands of people flocked down to Swan Street.
I do recall.
And it was just anarchy. So they were climbing on roofs of cars. They were riding bonnets. They were getting into the back seats of people's cars. They were trying to drive through. They were opening up people's boots and trying to climb in.
That's disgusting.
They climbed on top of shop roofs. Mm. They were just, there was the amount of garbage that they just the litter. It was just disgusting. It was messy. The main reason I hate them, and I think they could all burn because they're disgusting pieces of shit, is
thousands of them. Tell us how you really feel, Amy.
No, and you're going to hear why. Thousands of them decided they would take a nice little walk down Olympic Boulevard and throw things through the window of the Holden Centre, which is Collingwood's headquarters.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Smashing windows. So that's why I got very angry.
That's very fair enough. Oh, just 1 minute. That I went to school in Geelong when they won all the grand finals and they were pretty feral too. Yeah. They were doing shit like that. And you know what? It's disgusting to see. So I think
don't
I agree
wrong.
With you.
I'm
it's
sure
not
Collingwood
nice.
Fans would probably be. Oh. We had that function though. So when we had it, everyone just went to the Holden Centre and was just drunk, which I'm sure Geelong did, Richmond did too. But Richmond, for some, I've noticed that there's suddenly a lot of Richmond supporters I didn't know existed this week.
There's a lot off the top.
Yeah,
people love jumping on a bandwagon.
They've multiplied by 7.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the club's fault. I think it's just there's young generations of kids who don't actually go to the football.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the real fans of football clubs are the ones who are pretty, they respect it a bit more.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It's the ones who are just, oh, I'm a Richmond supporter, and they go out and they just like create anarchy and it puts this really bad image. And see, that's when I called them disgusting pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. I have lots of Richmond fans who I love and I adore. And if you win, I will genuinely be happy for you. But it's those little turds that do things. Anyways, I'm going to get back to what they did because it doesn't end there.
Oh, my God. We're still going.
So they were sitting in the streets. They were singing odes to Dustin Martin, Jason Castagna, and Captain Trent Cochum.
What were they singing, I wonder?
I don't know. They were doing chants. It was a Dustin Martin chant.
Like a Mandy Moore.
Police.
What, like that Tip of Woogie one?
Oh, that Tip and Chip. What did you just call it?
You know, I can't say his name. I'm so sorry. I really can't.
Tip and Woody kicking footy. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody kicking footy. No, it's playing footy, sorry.
I have never heard that before.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, Stephen, you'll hear it because it'll be the next soundbite. So the police had to go down to Richmond and they were forced to use capsicum spray to try to control them.
Oh, that's intense.
The Richmond fans started chanting, fuck off, Vic police, fuck off, Vic police,
oh my God.
Throwing things at police officers.
That's not okay.
But when they were being told to leave Swan Street, they were chanting, Dusty told us to do it!
Where are these people?
They spotted an Adelaide supporter in the crowd, this is what I genuinely think is going to happen to me on the weekend. And they started chanting, fuck off back to Adelaide, fuck off back to Adelaide, which is going to be me. And I'm going to be like, jokes! I live in Eltham!
Wait, is that Greater Western Sydney?
Yeah.
Are they in Adelaide?
No, they're from Sydney.
No, Richmond played Adelaide when they won the premiership.
So they were climbing onto second story awnings, ripping street signs from the ground.
God, this is like some pent up sexual tension or something.
No!
This is
and this is the last thing that I had. I could go on forever. But they also were being egged on by a crowd. They started setting fire to Adelaide's Crows mascot.
That is disgusting.
And scarves and flags, which obviously. They were arrested, they were getting Adelaide scarves, ripping off people and setting them on fire in public.
That's disgusting. Look, I think that's really rude. I know I keep saying quickly, I'm sorry, but I can be pretty feral, but not that feral. The most feral thing I did when we won was I ran around Footscray saying we plucked the swans. And for Halloween that year, I went as a dead swan with bulldog poor blood paw prints on my dead swan costume.
That was a Bjork inspiration.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I 2010, I was so drunk. I remember I bought like a Collingwood premieres 2010 stopping the industry.
As you do.
And like, don't everybody knows like Collingwood supporters have a certain image. Like, we've got no teeth. We're a bit.
I was
going
to say the awkward moment when they're sponsored by Colgate.
We're a bit Centrelink and a bit, you know, how you going.
But you know what? Aren't we all?
Yeah, every team right? has feral supporters.
We, you know what? We can all be glad we're not Essendon.
That's right. That's right. So I can take Jake
my
Stringer
into the pod, and they're going to be so angry with you.
Apologies.
Call from Bunchy.
Sorry.
But so yeah, when I remember I ripped my top off because I bought, I went to put my T-shirt on. I was like hitting the clubs, and I'm like, I'm wearing this out. 2010 premieres.
Yeah.
And the only thing my brother really remembers is as I took it off, this old feral guy went, "Give you $100 if you do that again," because I'd taken my top off in public and put my other top on.
Serious question.
Oh my
though.
God.
Did you do it?
Or did I take it off for $100?
Yeah.
I was like, no. I was like, I'm not doing that again.
She was innocent.
I was very drunk. Youth. I wasn't Youth. That innocent. No. I then went to the Holden Centre and was drunk. But anywho, I have mixed emotions at Richmond winning. If they win, part of me is going to be happy for the people that I love dearly who are massive Richmond fans, and I do want to get up and I'm genuinely happy for them. But I am calling on Melbourne. Become a giant this week.
Yeah.
Get behind them. They're going to be heavily outnumbered.
Oh,
no one's going to be a giant.
Amy.
And just do it. As Stephen, you said, do it for the children.
Do it for the kids.
Think of the children out there in Richmond who are going to be terrified.
Yeah. When Amy was telling me about this pre-pod, honestly, all I could think about was it Maud Flanders who was saying, won't somebody think of the children? Was it that?
Yeah, who's thinking of the children in
who
Richmond?
Who is thinking of the children?
I
so, Melbourne, Don, you're, what is it, orange and grey? Is that the colours?
I mean, Toby
orange
Green wasn't one. Thinking of the children when he was setting an example by eye gouging. I'm just
going
to put that out
don't get
there.
Me wrong. I was
Look,
so
I
against
I totally
Toby
get where
Green.
You're coming from,
you
but
as
a Bulldog supporter, I just can't.
That, how's the nerve on this? I was obviously at the game. The cheer squad had a sign that says "Justice for Toby Green." I was like, "What? Justice?
Disgusting!
What?
Like, honestly, that guy. Did you see he wore TG cufflinks?" And I was like, "Yeah, they don't stand for Toby Green. Fucking total grub. More like
okay, do you know
bloody
who
piece
that?
Of shit. Arrogant.
Do you know who also reposted
Rude.
That? Joffa.
Oh, is he? He's the big Collingwood.
Joffa is the head of Collingwood cheer squad. He wears a gold jacket. Right, and I've got some really devastating news, guys. It was announced that Joffa is leaving Australia."
Where's he going?
Moving to Fiji next year in May.
Good luck to him. Yeah,
good luck to him. But Collingwood, if you're listening and you need someone to head your cheer squad and wear your gold jacket,
we have her in the room.
Hit a sister up. I'll do it. I'll string out my hair a bit.
Amy won't let you down.
I'm almost, I would say, a good 2 years of being a full nut.
Yeah. Amy, I have a gold jacket. You can borrow it.
Yeah, I've got
one right there.
I should
have right there.
I've got a nice
unparalleled.
I mean, it's sus and mine as opposed to the gold sequence from Spotlight he wears.
That,
but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of Spotlight, but anyway, we'll get there later.
We should get into the Brown, though.
Yes, we should.
Spotlight.
Whilst we're on the topic of Spotlight.
I think, guys, last call.
$2.99 a metre.
Last call, just remember, put on your orange and let's all be giants.
Speaking about whatever was on sale at Spotlight last weekend.
Oh, yes, $2.99 a metre, $2.99 a metre.
Yes, last night we were gifted with not only the Emmys, the Brownlow, which I was so for. I was so excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Brownlow. I watch it every year. Mm. Well, I watch the red carpet every year.
Can I just say as well how much effort those women go to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, like, the men train all year round for football. These women train for the Brownlow.
Yeah.
They're at gyms.
It's a lot of pressure.
Leading up.
Yeah.
They are training themselves just so that they can fit into this sort of standard.
Yeah.
I just wish they put that much effort into when choosing their stylist.
Yes.
Not looking at you, Lana Wilkinson. Sorry. But choosing the correct underpinnings doesn't exactly count. Anyway,
all right. Well, while we're on that, let's talk about the red carpet to begin
with.
Let's start with Amy. Who was your best?
So my best dress. And when I was watching it, you know who your best dress is instantly. You know you're not going to beat it when you see the gown and you.
I had
an audible gasp when I saw Charlotte Viney.
She was my favourite as well.
She was my second favourite.
Charlotte Viney is the wife of Jack Viney, who is the co-captain of Melbourne Football Club. She was also, as you said, styled by Lana Wilkinson. So she got one right.
Mm, yep.
And she was in some design. I can't say the name.
It's Oleoloro.
I knew one of you was going to be able to do it.
It's Oleoloro.
She got my three votes. Two votes for me went to Kate Lawrence. In JN Drater.
I'm not familiar.
Describe the dress.
What was the dress?
I can't, yeah.
So it was like this beaded little like number and it had it cold shoulders.
Oh, the white.
And then it had kind of dropped down. It was very slimming. It was like to the body. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of fashion terms you guys use.
Yeah. It was very like bohemian. And what I did actually like about that as well is that she was in head to toe white. And what's her boyfriend's name or husband?
She's a part of Luke Parker. He's Luke the co-captain of Sydney Swans.
He was head to toe black. So they were black, ebony and ivory.
Yin and yang.
They came as a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
And my one vote, I think I just gave it to like Emma Hawkins, who everyone knows is the wife of Tom Hawkins, who was a forward for Geelong Football Club. And Emma Hawkins, I will hear not a bad word be spoken about Emma Hawkins on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
I love her. And I think she got my one vote purely because I'd wear that.
What was
and
it?
And I love, it was like a blazer, like a tuxedo dress.
Oh, the tits out.
And we all know how much I love a suit.
Yep.
Me or a too. Blazer I'm dress. All about a power suit.
I love a power
love
suit.
Love it. Look, I'm not her biggest fan, but I do think she just looked confident and sexy, and you could tell she felt beautiful
in it.
And
she's just had a baby.
And good on her.
She is one of the older
her
wives.
Her breasts look lovely. She?
Yes.
She looked gorgeous.
They're in their mid-30s, which in AFL is like a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah. Okay.
Very
bougie.
True.
Okay.
Who gets your three votes?
So my three votes, I don't actually think she is a footballer's partner, but she's someone significant. Don't know who she is. Jamie Bell Kennedy. She had some like 1960s three massive bows and her hair like woven through her hair with like all like draped to one side. Like it was just like sexy mid-century kind of amazing.
What's her name?
Jamie Bell Kennedy. I couldn't even find pictures of the full dress, but that hair, the makeup, the top of it, the front. Amazing. I love someone. And also, I'm not into spring racing, but she did one of my favorite spring racing looks of all time last year. And I just love someone who pushes the envelope a bit.
I didn't really watch. I'm not as, like, I know you guys obviously like the brown, like the red carpet's what you go for. Me, it's the actual count.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have no idea what she looks like.
No, I didn't even see her on the red carpet. I've only seen like snapshots. I'll find them and you can post them on the pod.
Yeah, please do.
Snapshots on with the hashtag, the Brownlow hashtag.
Yeah.
But second for me was Charlotte Viney. Not here for the shoes. Lana, what are you doing? Very Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. And there were a few things I would have tweaked, but I love an exaggerated sleeve. And I just felt like she is gorgeous. She just looked like a goddess. And you know what? Like it was something different. So two votes for her. One vote for Laura Griffin. I can't remember her partner's name, but he plays for Hawthorn. sorry. And
what did she look like?
She had like a top knot. It was just like very kind of 90s Gucci Tom Ford, her dress. Very sexy. Not here for the shoes. Didn't like the hair. But I'm always going to support my hipster babes because I just thought, you know, like good on her. Like it was not her comfort zone. And they even had said that prior. And she just looked beautiful and radiant. And I loved her dress and the color of it. So, yeah.
There was also one who, just sorry to cut you off, Stephen, before you go into yours. There was Renee Norse, partner of Jared Witts. I loved hers because it was very understated. She wore like this. I just thought it was different and it wasn't a gown. It wasn't that glitzy or glam.
Was it different on Easeel?
It was nice. It was different.
It was nice. Different on Easeel. She had a clucky mule with it. I love a clucky mule.
Was it from Dottie and the Witchery? Was it Jessica Simpson?
Homer Simpson.
Oh, God. I'll call it Dinigan.
Call it Dinigan. Knickerbockers.
Anyway, so Stephen, whilst I try to crack this case, Stephen, why don't you hit us up with...
Yeah.
Okay, three votes had to go to Charlotte Viney in...
Goddess.
And did you know that was a jumpsuit?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah,
yes,
there were
no.
little shorts. It was a jumpsuit. And I loved it. I constantly say this every single time I look at the Brownlow red carpet. I always say... almost. Like, it's almost there.
Yeah.
And she was, in my opinion, I think she was almost there.
Exactly. Like I said, few things I would tweak. Yep.
But it was perfect.
Still a goddess.
What bothers me about the red carpet is that some people make it about themselves and it's not about you. It's about your partner or your husband.
Jason Johansson's girlfriend last year when she wore that fucking
Oh
white
my god. Gold. And she posted a thing last night being like, have I inspired it? And I was like, bitch, oh, darling, you look anyone. Like no. a $3 poor man's roll of Chantilly lace that has blown up on the sidewalk of Skid Row.
That was
Do
disgusting.
Not. Absolutely not with your mullet gown. Moving on.
All right, two votes go to Lainey McIntyre. In she was in Xian Couture.
What was she? What describe it?
So she was in like a tan beige rouged tulle fiasco.
Okay,
it was pretty beautiful. It was a one shoulder puff sleeve. Lainey McIntyre.
Please post these on the for someone
course.
Who claims to be so into fashion. I have no idea what you're.
I'll post photos
about.
On the pod Instagram.
Show me.
You can't take my phone though.
Why?
Because all my notes are on there and I don't know who gets my first vote. I forgot their name.
Well, that you clearly they didn't leave much of an impression on you, Stephen.
Well, I don't know names.
Nor do I.
So what's his face? He plays for bloody Richmond.
Okay. Well, look, she looked really beautiful. I thought it was gorgeous. It was understated. She didn't have much jewellery on. It was all rouged over to one side. And I know the amount of work that goes into this gown as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Xian Couture, I've been following on Instagram for a long time.
Yeah.
Most of them are misses, but I think this was a hit.
Okay. Can I just say, I'm pretty sure you need some, like, credentials and certification to be able to put Couture in your business name.
I'm so
you
glad
are
you
not all
this
Couture.
Up. I'm so glad you
Custom
brought this up.
Custom made in the back room
can
at
I
your
just
house.
Say, yeah. For the rest of the people listening, what the fuck does couture mean?
Okay, couture
it's like
is
like made to measure. Like it's
a handmade garment.
Savoir faire.
It's full of savoir faire. It is a handmade garment. Everything on this gown.
Amy frantically googles couture.
It's made by hand. Not a single machine is used.
Essentially, it's a one-off piece. Yeah. It's just and these people are throwing the term around like. Meanwhile, half of them are looking like a Year 12 textiles project that went wrong.
You're right.
And, or in Not Another Teen Movie when she's sewing a dress and it's like, and it gets stuck. Anyway,
yeah, that happened to a couple girls later. We'll talk about later,
definitely.
And one vote goes to Ruby Ketty in Valani. She was the one,
she was
going to
be my honorable mention.
She looked beautiful.
Yeah, she love that dress. Hair and makeup.
Helen Ward from GWS, guys.
She
looks
gorgeous.
She looked like a modern day.
Stole him from the doggies.
It was very like, Elizabeth Taylor.
It was effortless. And in my notes I did write, she always looks rich. Like her gowns actually look like Grace Kelly level quality. Like she doesn't need heavy contoured makeup and all these bells and whistles. I hated her hair and makeup. It was just blah. Mm-hmm. Looked like her hair fell out. But her dress was stunning. Sorry, Stephen.
That's okay.
Gorgeous. She's beautiful. Beautiful, glowing, pregnant, not pregnant, whatever.
Yeah.
Gorgeous
woman. Well, I think we all agree Charlotte Viney won the Brownlow red carpet.
Definitely. Oh,
but that's because Beck Judge didn't show up this year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. Sure.
No, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, see, I still feel like whatever Beck Judge wore. I still feel like Charlotte Viney, those sleeves.
She looked gorgeous.
Give me
I just think she's a
anything.
Goddess. Like, she's just got this, effortless.
She in that, Charlotte Viney in that this 1 year became the person to beat. That was her Beck Judd moment.
I do agree
when
with
Beck
you.
Judd wore that dress that was basically not
the
there.
Red,
dress.
The red. That put her on the map, her career.
This has just put, this has just made Charlotte, next thing we know, Charlotte Viney is going to be hosting bloody postcards.
Oh my God,
and
definitely.
We're going to see her everywhere.
100%. Right. She's going to do a collaboration with Adairs.
Shall we get into our worst, Amy?
Oh, please.
Do you have anyone, what are your worst dress? Do you have anyone in mind?
I don't want to bring the women down. So I'll leave that to you two.
All right.
Well, I mean, I don't want to bring anyone down, obviously.
But you know what?
As long as they feel beautiful.
This is our opinion.
Exactly.
It's opinionated.
I'm not judging the woman. I'm not judging the woman, but.
There's some that I thought were very underwhelming.
Uh-huh.
But. Yeah.
Underwhelming is different to being
worst, underwhelming is you fell flat.
Yeah.
Well, I'll start off with my worst dressed, especially for someone, if you're going to call yourself Fashion's Elite of Australia, you better deliver. And I'm sorry, Sieste Vogue. Jessie Murphy? I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. I don't know you. But on further looking at your outfit and zooming in, it looked like a used condom. Pardon. I'm sorry.
And do you know, well, see, the only thing that I got upset about that dress was that when they asked people on TV, everyone was giving her best dress. And I was like, how are you going to match
her? No, but that's the thing. It's just because of who she is. And that's what's really annoying. It's just like, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, I find that really annoying. It's like if you're a fan of a brand and you're like, oh, my God, but it's so good. But it's like, let's be real here. Like, you're doing more harm than good by saying everything is good. This is just yes, people. Like, at the end of the day, just because you are who you are, you're not always going to get it right. And I'm sorry. For me, she did not last night.
No.
Like, next one.
I got something to say about her. Yeah. I feel like every single time she goes on to the brownie, she wears the same, like, a different version of the same dress.
I agree. A different iteration. It is. It's always She's always like, ethereal, kind of borderline nude sort of thing.
Like sheer.
And it's like, we've seen it. Like, was it 2009, 2010? Givenchy did the nude iris skirt. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, all these nude dresses popped up. And it's like, put it to rest.
This one, like, looked like it was stuck in the Janome.
I just, Oh, this was bad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Honestly, like, it literally looked like a used condom.
But it also reminded me of that episode, again, of The Simpsons, when Marge buys the Chanel suit. And then she repurposes it for every single event. Mm-hmm. And then someone invites her to a gala.
Still more fabulous, though.
And she goes, I'll be there with bells on. And the woman goes, where would you attach these bells to that mangled Chanel suit? I feel like she wears the same thing every time.
Yep. Yeah, it is like that. All okay, right, my second one is Jade Gresham. Again, look like a poor man's roll of Chantilly lace.
Jade Gresham is a player.
Jade Gresham's partner. I meant to say it again.
Jade Gresham to Rob.
Jade
Gresham's a local boy.
I couldn't. Yeah, I'm really sorry. Jade's partner. And I'm sorry that I didn't take the time to get your name. That's really disrespectful.
Wait, which one was this? It was all...
We'll pop it on the... on the thing.
Because I think I've got that as well.
And then my next one is Marty Dangerfield. Like, the makeup, the hair, everything. Like, it just wasn't working for me. It was like a couture attempt at a ball gown of the Allery sleeve.
Do you know what I didn't like,
that's been done, overdone.
The fact they were matching. They had matched their colours. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it is. I like it when you go
traditional.
With
a couple.
It's cute. I know, but I think if you're going to do it well.
Also, name of just in Jade Gresham. The girl's name is not Jade Gresham. His partner's name is Olivia Cosma.
Oh. Sorry, Olivia. I'm sure you're a lovely lady.
It was fine. It just looked a bit like a mermaid's tail.
I just thought it looked very cheap.
All right, my worst. First one was Samantha Dobbs in Cassandra Renee, again, the word couture, which was that lace. I thought this was the lace disaster.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. She looked like Spider-Man and just come all over her. Next, I had...
Spun too many webs there.
I don't know why she was there. Jane Bunny.
She was going to be one of my worst.
She... That was a Werribee production of Wicked. And she was... She was the good bitch.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting. You know what she looked like? And I actually have it in my notes. She looked like one of those, like, obnoxious Christmas ornaments. Yes. A family friend will, like, give you for Christmas as a gift. And you want to get rid of it, but they ask you about it every Christmas. So you've got to put it on your tree and you put it at the back of the tree. You don't want to see it.
All the ones that your kids made.
Yeah, because it ruins the tree. Okay, that's what Jane Bunn looked
like. Like a macaroni.
Yeah, it was bad.
My mum... My mum's like very anal about her Christmas tree because Christmas is like a
massive don't blame
deal
her
in this house. And I pulled one out, and mum's only ever kept one of our homemade Christmas ornaments. And there's one by my sister, and it's a nice macaroni and tinsel frame.
Oh,
and we're like, are you going to hang this up, mum? And she's like, put it at the back somewhere. Amy.
That's right.
Hide it.
Now,
I just don't want it to get damaged. That's why I'm popping it at the back of the
same
tree.
Same way that all of my artwork.
Like Jane Bunn's dress.
All my artwork is in storage.
Oh, definitely.
The number one worst dress, in my opinion, was Kate Turner. Now, this was
which
that
one
latex.
Was that?
It was the black latex one shoulder. Now, I tried so hard to find out who made this dress, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't find
a
designer.
It was a local designer.
Looks like a garbage bin.
So it was Dyson Heppel's girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. He came in the shorts.
Right. She did say it on there.
I have it here. I honestly, I know it sounds like every time you mention something, I'm like, oh my God, me too. But I honestly had notes on that.
It looked like she had lubed herself before
Mark
she got in.
Marquise Bridal.
You know, if you're going to do latex, unless you're like Rihanna, Bella Hadid or Zendaya or someone, you have to really commit to that. Like, you've got to wear it, not you wear you. Once again, she looked a hell of a mess.
It did. And unfortunately, it was on the same day as the Emmys, and we're comparing it to someone like Kendall Jenner.
Exactly. That's
who
right.
You can't well, don't light a flame next to her because it's probably highly flammable. But you can't compare.
And have you seen the close-up pictures? Again, back to not another team movie. It literally looked like it got stuck in the machine.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the garbage bin, the rolls were on special. Uh-huh. It's Woolies or something because that's, oh my God, it was bad. It was
not it.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. Actually, that would probably have to be my worst roast. I should have had that number one. All good one, Stephen.
Any honourable mentions before we get into the actual Brownlow?
No. Look, Nadia Bartel, same, but it was hair could have been up, but it was a beautiful dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nadia Bartel, with the Brownlow. So yes. I love the fact that she was presenting. She was on the red carpet.
And good on her.
Good on her for being
no there, wedding ring, boss
on.
Ass woman. Yeah. Yes, girl. Absolute
boss. Well, she's a media personality. She
exactly.
I read an article about how she found out her husband was cheating on her.
Oh, do we talk about this?
So do you remember, I think it might have been her first Brownlow, she wore that beautiful green strapless mermaid gown that went missing from her wardrobe and she had no idea.
Oh, she's like, what happened to it?
Where's the gown? And then he clicked and realized that one of the girls that he was sleeping with had taken it home.
Why would she take it home?
I have no idea. Where I think maybe,
it's
almost
like an episode of Will and
like
Grace when she tries on, what's that, Leslie's?
The wedding dress.
The dress. Yeah. And his wife's dress, and it gets stuck on her.
I almost feel like this girl took it home to be like, hey, guys, guess who I slept with last night? And I've got the dress to prove it.
Probably.
You know what? Yeah. Like, motherfucker, you can fuck with me, excuse my language, but don't touch the wardrobe. Like, I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
Like, that's just insulting. The poor woman. You know what?
Nah, good on her.
Yeah, good on her. Cool. Onward and upward. Upward and onward.
Shall we talk about the actual Brownlow?
I've been waiting.
Yes.
This is more your thing.
So, as we all know, Nat Fyfe won.
Good on him.
Love him. He's gorgeous.
Love him.
His partner was not expecting him to win by how she was dressed.
Oh, thank you.
She looked
evidently.
No, now the sleeves that she wore, I brought up a point yesterday. I'm not sure if that was an ode to Nat Fyfe, because if you know, he wears those elbow
maybe
braces.
That's cute.
He actually wore them when he had an elbow injury.
Oh, I thought she sprained her wrist.
No. Well, and then he stopped wearing them. He didn't need them anymore, but he kept wearing it because it was a way for his grandparents to notice who he was when they were watching the game on TV.
Aww.
So that's why he still wears
them
now.
He's gorgeous.
Anyways, Nat Fyfe won. he was definitely a deserving winner. I don't know what else you want to say. I think Lockie Neal also should have been up there. He was up there.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad Paddy Dangerfield didn't win. Cannot
brilliant.
Stand him.
Patrick Dangerfield. Oh. It was the usual type. Tim Kelly, Patrick Dangerfield,
Lockie Paddy
Neal.
Cripps.
Patrick Cripps, yeah. Brody Grundy. I don't know why Dustin Martin. Dustin Martin had a really, really strong end of the year. So I think that's probably why he pulled in there. But no, it was one of those ones where it could have gone anyway. And I can't wait to do it all again next year.
It was a good surprise. I liked it. I think it was very unexpected.
I think
a lot of people were thinking more like one of the, Paddy's or, Tommy.
I think Patrick Cripps probably could have won a Brownlow if he was playing in a better performing team. I think he struggles because his team,
fair point.
A lot of umpires aren't going to give 3 votes to a guy who's playing, who's the captain of a team that just lost by 100 points. But I think if Tom Mitchell had have been in it, he probably would have been a real contender. Now, we've gone heavily over time, so I'm trying to rush you both. So I'm not going to ask you guys because I know that your most memorable moment will be like Tanya Buckley in her G-string.
You know me too well. You know me too well. And we've only just met, but she's literally...
My most memorable moment besides probably Nathan Buckley winning. I also remember Shane Warden winning it. And then I got his book and he signed it. Would have to be last year, Tom Mitchell's girlfriend. They interviewed her beforehand and I still remember this. They showed her... Adam Cooney was interviewing her and he took his Brownlow and said, this is what your boyfriend's going to win. And she picks up and she goes, oh, is that it? And he went, what do you mean?
Oh, my
God. Oh, it's so small. Oh,
it is.
Is that what everyone
it
goes
is. It's
on?
It's a medal, literally.
She was
literally.
Like, oh, this
it's
just
no,
looks...
It's no Oscar Golden Globe.
She was like, this just looks like a joke and everyone's fighting every year for this. Oh, my God, that is so funny. And that's all I remember. And I'm going to wrap up this episode there because we've gone heavily over time.
All right, fine.
Apologies,
and
guys.
I don't want to listen to another 15 minutes of Designers.
All right, fine.
But thank you so much for joining us, Bougie Barry.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Bougie Barry, where can we find you on Instagram?
Well, at Bougie Barry.
You just said it.
At Bougie Barry. Look me
up. Stephen, what was your, quickly, if you can get it out in 2 minutes.
I really loved Brendan Favola when he got really fucked up that year.
Pressure points. Oh, my God.
And that was like the
you
demise.
You would love that.
Yeah. It was like the demise of him until he got onto like Celebrity Survivor.
I love him. I think he's
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And now he's, the host of a radio show.
Yeah, loved him on the footy show. I think he's a great guy. He's come a long way. Mint. Really gotten his shit together.
Bloody hilarious.
We love him. Absolutely. Mm. All right, guys, that's it for now. If you want to become a friend of the pod, jump on our Instagram and follow us at @theopinionatedpod. Otherwise, we will see you next week for a nice new episode. Yep. A nice and new episode.
And I might even just end this episode with the Giants theme song so you can all get used to learning it for the weekend. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye.
Bye.
There's a big, big sound from the west of the town. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots.